Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, if you've seen, heard, or read what we did and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
This is Johnny.
And this is Anna.
So, Anna, what's on your mind?
We don't get no bathroom break.
You want a bathroom break?
No, it's fine. We're just going to power through.
Okay. Anna, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I regret to inform you all that I really tried very hard not to watch the show, and now I'm watching it, and I'm really enjoying it, and I'm mad at myself for enjoying it. And the show is
We gotta guess.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Guess. Yes.
House of Dragons.
Ew, no.
Oh, Javi, what's your guess?
Something's popular that. All
out? No.
Did you watch what was that one Netflix show? The one from the creators of Game of Thrones.
Oh, The Body Farmer?
Yeah. Is it that one?
Have not watched it yet.
Running out of Game of Thrones related guesses here, Anna.
Yeah.
It's on a different platform.
It's on a different platform. Did you have any more guesses? Because I'm out.
Can we get a big hint by what the platform is?
It's a fruit.
Apple TV Plus. Oh. John Meg, this is your specialty. Go ahead.
Constantine? I'm in the constellation.
No, it's not sci-fi.
Oh, it's not sci-fi. Oh, I don't. What's the big?
Ted Lasso.
Yeah. You are correct. I have put aside my Jason Sid, whatever his name is. My feelings for him, and I've watched the show, and I'm really enjoying it.
How far have you gotten?
Oh God, I think I'm like in episode 8.
First season?
Yeah, the first season.
Okay.
Yeah. The Mexican guy showed up. It's like, hey, yeah. That's where he is. So
Football is life.
Danny Rojas.
The first two seasons are wonderful.
But then
they made a third season.
No.
What is this hatred for the third season that I keep hearing?
No, the third season is not a bad season, but just like it got a little. The thing about the Ted Lasso, it's kind of a balance between like feel good, but also a little bit of real kind of drama and all that stuff, and sappy humor. And the third season, it went a little too far in the sappy humor and all that stuff. You know, it went on a little bit too long. But the first three seasons are wonderful and stuff, and the third season is fine and stuff like that. But
so you're saying that Ted Lasso really isn't coming back.
Oh, it's not. There'll definitely be a spinoff at some point in the future. But Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis, I don't think it's coming back.
And is it over? Okay.
He's not coming back. I think because they had to shoot the TV show in London. I think he didn't want to make a further commitment in shooting and making the TV show in London because his kids are here in the States and stuff like that. But, yeah.
Oh, because he terrorizes his ex.
Well, that's the whole thing.
So much, so,
I believe he terrorizes his
Are we doing spoilers
his
here?
Nanny.
Or are we doing spoilers
his
here?
Nanny.
Oh, wait, no. Spoilers to real life.
We're talking about his real life.
Okay, real life here.
I wasn't sure. Okay.
And also, if you're watching stuff from Apple TV and stuff like that, and you were looking for like feel good and stuff like that, have you seen Acapulco?
No, I want to watch that one.
Oh, yeah. That's what the blah, 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 Debrez.
Yeah.
Eugenio Debrez.
Yeah, that guy.
Acapulco is wonderful, and I've seen the first few seasons. They're doing the season 3 right now, but it's the most consistent as far as like it doesn't have the high as Ted Lasso does, but consistently from beginning, middle, and end, it's just wonderful. It's a feel good, another feel good kind of a light comedy and stuff like that with a real drama and real stakes. It's a wonderful show.
And I like that actor. Everything I've seen him in is really good.
Yeah,
I grew up with his comedy show it was like a feel good show that he did, and it was consistent as well. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised that he's still doing like a good consistent work. So
it's a really wonderful show. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were to ask me at the beginning, like, hey, should I watch Ted Lasso or Acapulco? I would just exactly describe it as that. Ted Lasso has very high highs and stuff. You know what I mean? But Acapulco has like just consistent. It just hums along as an A and stuff like that all the time.
All right, I'll be watching it. Yeah. I'm on this Ted Lasso high. I've been staying up really late watching it, so I need to like stop that because I'm really tired the next day. But I want to continue, and I'm really, really enjoying it. So I just regret to inform everyone that I'm enjoying Ted Lasso.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Now, if you get to the recommended section and you're gonna say Ted Lasso's recommendation, how dare you?
Yeah,
you should have saved it for that. Then.
Yeah, double dip.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I have something else. Oh my god.
Okay.
Okay. And one hot take before this Sunday, because after the Sunday, I'm gonna mute all of you guys.
Wait, what?
But I
Game of Thrones.
Oh, House of Dragons. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Dun, 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 I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear about that stupid ass show. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about that dumb ass show. I don't want to hear about that dumb show.
What about The Boys? The Boys are coming back this week, too. Two big shows are coming back this week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched The Boys because that seems like too much anxiety for me.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, I've heard some things. I'm like, I don't know.
It's very prescient. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. See, and I don't know, but
did you see The Acolyte?
I don't watch any of Star Wars shows.
Fair enough.
So, I'm more of a movie kind of gal. Sure. So,
you see Bad Boys? What's your Bad Boys take?
No, okay. Look, I went to go see the new Ape movie, and I almost fell asleep. So,
the new what?
You don't like the monkey movie?
Yeah, I didn't like the new monkey movie. But it's my fault because I went in thinking I could just read the Wikipedias and be fine. And then I'm so bored. So now I gotta watch all the movies and then watch it again. And my friend said I would get it more.
I don't think except for referring to one major character, you don't really have to watch the previous three.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then it was really boring then.
Oh,
okay. I was so bored.
That hurts.
I'm sorry. I mean, I was really tired that day, so maybe that didn't help. But I was just like, this is like the slowest moving movie ever.
I will say it takes like 20 minutes for the movie to kind of really click in.
Yeah, I was just like, oh my god.
Well, it cooks in when once the orangutan kicks in.
Yes.
Best character in the movie.
That's when it gets,
Yeah, best character
in the movie. Yeah.
I was like, don't get attached. And look at that. You got attached. Damn you.
Yeah, that's a whole thing. Yeah. That's a whole thing. But yeah.
But yeah, no. I like Siri in it, or the actress who is in the movie. It was pretty cool to have her and stuff. But other than that, I'm.
From The Witcher, right?
From The Witcher. She's from The Witcher.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Wait, is it the part where I sing the Witcher song?
Toss a
coin to the Witcher. How's it going? Oh,
that takes from the Witcher?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what were you going
to
say, Albert?
I don't know. I got myself distracted.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Toss a coin to the Witcher.
Valley of Plenty or something like that.
Yeah, the preview at WonderCon made that movie seem way more exciting than it was. So
I actually liked it quite a bit. So
I'm not gonna defend it too much. I don't think it's gonna make the top 10 list at the end of the year. But it's a very solid movie, and I got into it by the end.
I got into it too.
Yeah. The monkey lives matter, as far as I'm concerned.
Essentially.
Oh, God.
Essentially, yes. I mean, that is what it's trying to talk about. It's trying to, that is essentially what it's
doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an allegory. Allegory? Metaphor? Which word are we looking for? Sure. Allegory or metaphor?
Yeah.
Allegory.
And also, since all three of us watch this stuff, did you also find, as I did, I did not pull for the human race at all. No point in the movie. You know what?
Wait, spoilers. Okay, without getting to spoilers.
The movie's been out for a while.
And also, the whole premise of the entire franchise, man versus monkey, is sort of, you know what I mean? There's going to be that dynamic. I'm just saying, I did not pull for the humans at all. I'm like, hey.
I never root for the humans.
Yeah, the humans had their, they had their turn. You know what I mean? Let the monkeys do their thing.
Dangerously close to spoiler territory.
Let the humans cook is all I'm saying. Let the monkeys cook is all I'm saying.
No, in any movie, you never root for the human.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, yeah. Okay. I'm going to not comment because I fear it's going to go to spoiler territory.
Yeah.
So, but I want to go back to the whole Bad Boys thing.
Bad Boys. What you gonna do?
So,
gets old.
What do when they come for you?
So the bad boys thing kind of brought up like this thing that I've been talking about for the past, I don't know, 3 to 4 decades now, especially since the '90s.
Hey, this is one of the few franchises where the cast is predominantly black. There's two leads that are definitely black, obviously. So why go make it your thing to shit on it? So
see, I have a commentary about that I'm not even sure I want to share on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And my commentary on that is, for whatever reason, and I don't know if this is a whole thing because we've seen it in the '90s as well, John Bing. Whenever people of minority, which for our city, it's nothing but people of minority, whenever they do some kind of video or movie or TV show, why does it always have to involve gang members or guns or crime or that kind of stuff? Like, why do they always gravitate towards that?
Yeah.
And it always kind of bugged me. So like Fast and the Furious. Oh yeah, these are people who steal cars, but they're the heroes too. You know?
No. They stole DVDs to begin with.
They stole DVDs. That's right. They stole DVDs.
DVD TV combos. Okay, come on.
Yeah, in terms of Bad Boys, it's like always like a cop story, and then the crime's involved. You know, like we have other movies out there, I saw the TV Glow that stars a minority. Doing different things that besides crime and violence and whatnot. I mean, why can't we have more of that are more popular around?
I think that's a point in like we're waiting for that change to come, but it's like it's so
well. Hold far on a second. Behind. Moreover, I should mention Black Panther came out in 2018, right?
Yes,
it made $1 billion.
Correct.
Right? And subsequently, can you name another franchise that people from Paramount, from Warner Bros., that's actually had predominantly black cast lead, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, Fast and Furious, not predominantly black, but predominantly minority groups.
I don't think that counts.
That totally counts, dude. That totally counts.
I am talking specifically black, because the black experience in America is specifically
unique. Tyler Perry. You know what I mean? Tyler Perry. Okay, no. I don't know.
The point that you don't know is because the answer is zero. The only one that I think it's the sequel, actually. You know what I mean? Wakanda Forever.
But that's all in the back of MCU.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you could say, like, tying it to Bad Boys. I mean, Hancock, starring Will Smith. Mm-hmm. You know, that theoretically could have gotten big. And it is relatively like a cult hit for a lot of people, Hancock. Like
there's been a revision to it, but it's not a good movie. But that's not Will Smith and Denzel Washington to a certain degrees of our individual franchises who happen to be black and stuff like that. It's important and stuff, but and also Eddie Murphy back in the '80s and stuff like that. But I'm talking about just a specific kind of blockbuster, big money, predominantly black cast. You know what I mean? Because that's being sold on the individual star power and stuff like that. You know what I mean? The one I'm talking about, Black Panther stuff, is completely unique and stuff like that. It just still doesn't happen. Even it's like a success of Black Panther. You know what I mean? So,
what are you gonna do? I mean, look at what's happened to Acolyte. Okay, predominantly minority cast, and everybody is shitting on it. Of course, once again, this is the whole Star Wars fandom toxicity thing. Yeah. But we can't even base it on that, whether that's successful or not. But the point is that it is. The most watched review in Disney Plus right now. So there's that.
It's 3 million. It's also 3 million off the Ahsoka. So Ahsoka first 5 days is like 14 million. Acolyte's about 11 million.
Which is pretty good. But going by your point, there always has to be an asterisk behind all these properties, right? And where is that movie that doesn't have that asterisk in the back?
That's a loaded question.
It's not a loaded question. It's literally a question. Like, besides Black Panther, besides success that in terms of viewing numbers, the Acolyte had, Fast and Furious, you know, it's like, where's the asterisk in the back that says, like, this was popular on its own merit and it happens to stars black people? I mean,
I'm talking about big franchise kind of movie making. So in general, you need some sort of a built-in audience for that. Whether, you know what I mean? MCU goes back a long way and stuff like that. Star Wars go back to the 70s and stuff like that.
Right.
But the thing is, the roots of that goes down to a deeper issue in the sense that to get something that has sort of that kind of like awareness, you actually need to have black authors, like books and stuff like that, you know, plays. Because most movies back in the day were built on the backs of popularity of books and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And then also, theater, you know, all that stuff. So the fact that, you know what I mean, it all goes back to the original sin of when America was created, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, blacks were slaves and stuff like that. They were second-class citizens. So they've had to catch up, you know what I mean? They don't have the what do you call it, the institution or the thing that built from some ground, you know what I mean? Because, you know, talking about white people and their stories are longer than black people have, you know what I mean? So what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
What are we going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
All right. Well, I think we'll go ahead and just stop that conversation right now. Thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Instagram Threads and YouTube at Stuff Juncture. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
You can find me on social media, JIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Adam Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
I mean, I know in the show notes I put down here, wait for Anna, but my gosh, Anna.
I'm sorry.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whatwordswar.com. Okay, before we go, let's give our 22 listeners some recommendations for this week. Jamie.
I have two recommendations. The first recommendation is last year I did a podcast segment about seeing a movie, a test screening of a movie. And that movie is actually coming out this weekend. It's Ultraman Rising on Netflix. So I recommend that. I'm going to actually rewatch it to see if they made any changes and stuff like that. But Ultraman Rising is very good and stuff like that. It's a very good adaptation of the Japanese anime, manga, all that stuff. It'll be on Netflix.
Is it live action or anime?
No, animation.
Oh, it's anime. Okay, so I know what this is. This is like the CG thing, right?
Yeah, CG thing and stuff like that. Yeah. It's very good. And the second recommendation is for all the real film nerds of Letterbox, the real movie fans out there. What happened is Seven Samurai, they did a 4K resolution restoration of Seven Samurai, and it's gonna play for like a week at the Lemley Royal around mid July. So you guys can Google that, find out Fandango. It's the Lemley Royal Theater. It's going to play for like a week in mid-July. For people who don't know, Seven Samurai is by Akira Kurosawa. It's one of the best films ever made. It's one of the most influential movies ever made. It's one of those movies where if you've never seen it, you've seen derivatives or movies that have been inspired by it and stuff like that. So I recommend that, the 4K restoration of Seven Samurai.
Okay. Anna, what are your recommendations?
I would like to recommend, I am still on a Bridgerton kick, so I started reading the books. And now, let me tell you, the third book, I know it still hasn't been made into a season because they skipped over it, but that one, if you make it, I promise you, power through it, the third book gets better. I'm just telling you right now. It's Benedict's love story, and it's definitely separate from the series is way better, but the books get better as you get into the series.
So the TV show is not being produced chronologically?
No, not anymore, because they bumped up one story over the other one because they that couple was more popular. So they wanted to get that up in front and center, and that's what this third season is. So hopefully the next season is the third book.
How many books are there in total?
8.
Is it still ongoing?
There are some new additions to them, but I believe it's 8 plus the 3 new additions, and that's it.
Okay. So they have 11 to go through and stuff like that before it's all said.
Yeah. Which we don't know if Netflix will make it that far, but if they can at least make it to the 4th season, maybe the 5th season, I'll be happy.
Do they need those really famous two people to come back and stuff like that for the later seasons? No. Okay.
Yes and no, because they do pop up. They're mentioned here and there, but it's not like you really could just get a quick glimpse of them and be fine. You know,
it could be like a Furious situation. You see the back of a stunt person and stuff like that.
That's pretty much all they need to do. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay. Forgive my ignorance, but in the books, are they also black?
So that's my frustrating part. No. Seriously? So these books. No. So these books are Avon romance books that were written way back in the 90s.
So they wouldn't be black.
No, yeah. They're not. They're all blonde, blue-eyed, and that's really frustrating because I'm like, no, I am imagining like the actors in the show, and they're all like, oh, I'm blue-eyed, I'm fair-skinned, and I have blonde hair, and so it's really kind of like, that's why I didn't like the first and the second book because it was not the characters that I had seen in the show, and the third book I have no references except like the Bridgerton family and that.
Is Arthur still around? I'm assuming it's she. Is she still alive?
Who?
The author?
Yeah, she's still alive. Yeah.
Okay. And she didn't say anything about these colored people, did she?
Wow. Wow, Jamie.
No comment. Wow.
No comment.
Wrong word.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, in her voice, though. That's how I imagined her. Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know. I think the casting is really well done, so it's a bummer to read the books and be like, oh, you're just a generic white boy. Ew. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah. They get better, and I've heard from a lot of people that after like the fourth book it really picks up, and I will admit I rolled my eyes during the third book because it's like a fairy tale retelling, but then I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna power through it, and I enjoyed it, so I'm ready to go. But I they are very separate. You have to separate them from the show and you will enjoy them.
Sure. Okay. I'm not gonna lie, personally, I'll never get to Bridgerton. You know what I mean? I'm never gonna run out of things to watch. I have to go. Bridgerton.
I should watch Bridgerton. Yeah. Well,
I think I mentioned this in the podcast when the first season came out. I was like, hey, I heard about Bridgerton, the first season. It was like, hey, there's some real gnarly sex scenes and stuff. I remember I just scrolled through like all the different episodes looking for these gnarly sex scenes. Like,
oh my god.
Whatever. That's not a big deal. That's okay. All right. And that was it. That was my experience.
You're like, where is the spice?
Yeah.
Well, there's some chili peppers in there for sure.
Yeah. Okay. My recommendation involves a whole setup just to get to my recommendation. All right. So Ruthie sent in one of our group chats this Instagram video about this I'm assuming she's an influencer. This influencer who got to experience the magic of Hyundai's IONIQ 5 Disney 100 Platinum Edition, right? Mm-hmm. And she's all going gaga over, my God, Disney, it's like, it has like hidden Mickeys and all this Disney stuff in the car, blah, 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 right? And while I was rolling my eyes at that, I also kind of had to ask myself, if I got a car that had a collab with Metallica, would I be acting the same way?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that puts that thing in perspective. And then the other thing that I also want to mention is the Acolyte. So the Acolyte has a lot of Star Wars fans complaining about it because I think I mentioned this in the previous episode because, oh, minorities, oh, this and that, blah, 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 right? People seem to be like can't stand. This is like basically like anything to do with Star Wars related stuff nowadays is that if you like Star Wars, you're not a real fan. It's essentially what they're saying, which is like an argument in itself in terms of like, I don't have to believe anything the word you say if that's what you think, right? I can like whatever I like. And then the third thing is the Xbox showcase that they had very recently for 2024, where they had a whole ass line of games. The general public, I believe, really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Very exciting stuff. And then there's the small group of minorities who are poo-pooing it. Nah, it doesn't really do anything for me. And then all the people who liked it are like, what? How can you call yourself a gamer and not like the stuff that they just showed? Blah, blah, blah. Now, my recommendation. Stop being surprised when somebody else has a different reaction or opinion compared to your opinion. Stop assuming you're necessarily in the right and they are automatically wrong. Don't force your point of view onto others, especially when they aren't going to hurt anybody. And especially if it's subjective, inconsequential, or trivial.
So you're telling our listeners to grow up? That seems
kind of I mean, other stuff.
Grow up? Oh.
I gave examples here.
Grow a pair of balls? Is that what you're saying? Grow up? Yeah. Man up?
So basically, like, you know, if somebody liked the movie, but you don't like the movie, you don't have to throw a fit about it. You know, it's like, just let them like the movie. If somebody doesn't like something and you like it, whatever. If it doesn't hurt anybody, and if it's, like I said, if it's inconsequential, let it go. Don't waste your energy trying to argue with them on why they're wrong for not liking it or liking it. You know, so save your time. You know, yeah, that's my recommendation. No feedback to that, really, at all? Nothing?
I think I did. I think I said my feedback.
You want our audience to grow up. So I think that's kind of helpful.
I didn't say that.
I say to my audience, just do you. Just keep complaining and stuff like that. I'm sure it'll make a difference in the world. That's fine. You know what I mean?
That's fine. Anna, thoughts?
Grow up, people. Get over it.
I'm not sure that's the message I'm saying. Saying grow up is, what's it, reductive. It's a reductive statement. I mean, come on. Yeah.
It's a titillating
statement. Yeah. And on that note,
this people was... opinions in you. Wow, look at that. Oh, yeah. It's part of being a community. It's all part of being,
you're on the internet. Have a thick skin. No one's going to agree or disagree. Yeah. Like, you're not going to be right. You're not going to be wrong. It's your opinion. So,
I mean, if you ever come across a person and go, yeah, let's kill all those people. Well, I mean, that one. Yeah. Feel free to argue with that one.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah. But when it comes to something, like I said, trivial, like cars or movies or TV shows or video games, just let it go. Just let it go.
There are people out there who won't like the type of car I drive. But they're wrong. They know it.
And there we go. This was episode 780 of the Stuff in Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Worst Why production. Hey, do you really not want to watch The Acolyte, Anna, at all?
No.
You don't have any background story that you need to read or whatever. You can literally watch it blind.
I watched the two minutes they showed on at a Phantom Menace screening, and I was like, "Oh, this is cool." But
what was the one they showed at the Phantom Menace thing?
They showed the chick fighting the other chick.
Just the opening scene from the first episode, basically.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Oh, really? Does it show the conclusion of the fight scene?
Yeah, they show the fight scene.
No, did they show the conclusion of the fight scene?
No, I think it ended where she's like, there's someone out there trying to kill us. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Look at that.
Well, you're wrong. First off, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
No, I'm just saying. I'm assuming you don't care about the spoilers here. But Trinity dies. She actually does get killed.
Oh my god! I didn't want to know that.
I just said you don't care what spoilers for it.
Yeah. How rude! You ruined the show for me. I can never watch it. I can never watch a show.
Well, they essentially did Scream, like Drew Barrymore for Scream. That's essentially what they did.
Oh, okay.
Recommend you. It's only 8 episodes. I think they've premiered 2 already. I would give it a try once it's all done. It's my vibe. My impression of it is like it's one of those things. I think you have to kind of binge watch a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't think they're giving out too much information or too much development in each individual episodes. You know what I mean? She said that the creator stuff. She was very much inspired by anime, and that seems like the vibe that they're going for.
Yeah, I feel like it. And anime is very much a binge kind of thing.
Yeah, they kind of set things up in like they don't have individual. A plot or anything needs to be resolved in individual episodes, but once it gets going in the later episode, it gets really going. That's the vibe I'm getting. So that's what I'm going to do personally. I'm going to save it until I watch the first 2, and then I'll just save the last 6 to kind of watch at one go. So
I'm just annoyed that the people who got the first 4 episodes in previews have already spoiled some stuff from episode 3 and 4. Yeah. Which is one of the things that they were actually complaining about the show. They're complaining about something that the rest of us haven't even seen yet. So what the F?
It's a whole thing, because when they go to the premiere stuff, they see more than the audience. They also get screeners in advance, so they get right to articles, whatever. And it's just like, it's kind of annoying, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I even had somebody at work ask me like, hey, Albert, is it true about blah, 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 blah? I'm like, not the ones I've watched. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't get screeners, man. We don't get heads up. We don't get the links. You know what I mean? But that's my That's my impression of the first episode. I enjoyed both episodes. It's kind of slow and stuff, but, you know, some songs I like, some things I didn't like. But my impression is, I think you have to kind of binge watch the whole thing and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So,
speaking of Bridgerton, I was watching Doctor Who over the weekend, the most recent episode.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this whole, like, flashback to the 1800s in the British, you know, that society kind of thing, right? Lots of reference to Bridgerton. Like, even the characters like, oh, this is like Bridgerton. This is like Bridgerton. Like, they said it multiple times in Doctor Who, right?
Really?
And in my head, I was thinking, like, why are they advertising for Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then Anna reminds me, oh, yeah, it's based on a book.
Yeah.
Based on a book? Come on, people.
Yeah.
So, it's just kind of weird. You bring up Bridgerton, and I just watched it.
Yeah, but is Doctor Who known to be pop culture and stuff like that? Like that? They make pop culture references?
Yeah,
like that?
They make some pop culture references.
Just some.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, so, more recently, they've been doing that. But not all the time. But recently, they have.
But as a gay black queer person, can he travel in the past and stuff like that? Is it okay for him? Do they acknowledge that?
Oh, you're not watching it, right? So yeah, this most recent episode, very much they acknowledge that he's bi or whatever, okay, right? Because he's essentially kissing what's his face, the guy from Frozen, the guy from Hamilton.
Oh, that guy, Jonathan Groff.
Jonathan Groff, right? So he had this like this. They kind of like had this thing that happened in the episode, and they ended up like.
Does he play King George?
He doesn't play King George.
That'd be hilarious.
He plays the opposite of that character in this thing.
Oh, and then it twisted it, yeah.
And yeah, but yeah, he became kind of like a romantic interest, and then it ends with a cliffhanger where we don't know if he's alive or dead. So I'm guessing, but based on the way they wrote the character, there's no way they're not gonna bring him back. You know,
yeah.
Especially the, also, the whole like the black guy turned out to be, you know, kissing the guy. They even had a plot in the episode where they had to create a scandal. And the scandal was this black guy was dancing with this white guy.
This guy's dancing with that guy? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys dancing? Yeah. Come on, man.
And what's funny was that because Jonathan Graff's character is an alien who is not familiar with Earth kind of thing. And he's like, why would this be a scandal? It's like, oh, you haven't brushed up your Earth history, have you?
Yeah. Bro, racism. Like a white guy not knowing what's going on. Am I right, guys? Yeah.
It's a good show. This season has been a good show, I gotta say.
Since you brought it up, I did, for the first time in my 46 years, I did watch a few episodes of Doctor Who.
Which one?
The one where he guys think about, what's his name?
Which one?
David Tennant. David Tennant.
So you watched the Disney Plus ones, right?
Yeah, Disney Plus ones.
Oh, okay.
There's four total. I watched the three with David Tennant. I watched the one where he said, where they kind of cheat a little bit, I think, where they introduced the black guy.
Absolutely cheated. Yeah, absolutely cheated.
I think that's a dick move on their part, honestly. I'm not a Whovian or anything like that, but even as an outsider, I think that's a dick move to kind of not give him the full title, you know what I mean? That seems like a
dick move. What do you mean full title?
I mean, he's a Doctor Who. You know, he should be Doctor Who by himself and stuff like that. You know
no,
I mean? It's like they split the difference.
This is the writers. This is the writers giving themselves an out, because in past seasons they will actually bring previous Doctors from previous seasons together, and they look old, right?
Yeah.
So now they can just say, well, those Doctors that look old, it was because of that. That's essentially what they're doing.
I think my take is like, hey. Give the black guy, the first black guy, Doctor Who. Just make him Doctor Who. You know what I mean? Don't give yourself out.
Doesn't have the title of Doctor Who.
He is Doctor.
He is a doctor.
He's not named Doctor Who, but he is the Doctor.
But the other guy is still around.
He is still around. And so are the other ones.
That's stupid.
No, but what? So are the other ones.
The black guy.
I'm saying so are the other ones.
I don't know anything about the Doctor Who.
Yes,
history.
I get
on
that.
My side.
I know. Well, that's the thing, though. Like
I've
I said,
watched Doctor Who before.
Okay. Now, what I'm saying here is that the way they did it was they just established that there are other doctors around the whole universe kind of thing that is from this doctor. But they're still the doctor. That's essentially what
it is. So they're taking a spotlight away because they have to, because he's a black guy, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not that. It's because they want that excuse to bring. Okay, a season ago they had an episode where they had two other doctors show up.
Yeah, I know. They had to jump through hoops to bring the other guy.
There were no jumping hoops. They came back. Yeah. However, they were clearly older. Right,
yeah.
the movie, the show does not acknowledge that they're older. They just happen to look older because they are older, right? So now this way, whenever they need to do this kind of stunts where they bring back an old doctor, they don't have to worry about the fact that he looks old. It's because he's been around this whole time, even though blah 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 blah.
Maybe less stunting. Maybe just go put your money in the in put all your chips in the back guy. You know what I'm saying? Let's move forward and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Not to do maybe, with that.
You know what I mean? You
not to do with that.
Yeah.
Not to do with that.
I don't know. I just know my BS. My I smell some fishy. I don't like it. But anyway, again, I'm an outsider and stuff. So what do I do? Like I said, I saw those three episodes. I still haven't seen the Christmas special where he kind of takes the time. Or he's just home sort of by himself and stuff like that.
Right.
So I'm still waiting to watch that, and then I'll give it a try. Why not?
So far, there's only one episode that I don't recommend out of this season, but the other ones have been
spent. The one with the guys kissing and stuff?
No, the one has to do with babies. The one that has to do with babies.
Yeah. I will say this. Of the three I watched, I thought there was one really exceptional one. The last one I watched, the third one, where they actually had introduced the black guy, wasn't the strongest one. But I thought it was okay. It's worth watching. Yeah. Anyway, what are you going to do?
The most recent three episodes of the Zhao Ming are fantastic. Right. If anything else, those are the three that you need to watch.
I should support. I mean, I talked all this this crap. I actually should support the black guy and stuff, the gay black and a queer black guy and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I should put my money where my mouth. I should watch it.
Yeah, and also this also brought up a lot of the toxic Doctor Who fandoms, which I didn't know existed until they had a female doctor and now they had a black doctor who's gay.
They were so pissed.
Yeah, I'm like. But the Doctor Who fans were the nice fans. What happened to you guys?
No, they've never been nice. They've been psychotic.
No, they're mostly from mostly from England. The England was like the most racist place ever. They're like the evil empire. They're there, man. They're there just because they have crumpets and they have this like posh exterior supposedly and stuff. They're really, 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 really racist and stuff.
But
like that,
I've never in all the time I've been watching Doctor Who, I've never seen them toxic until the female doctor show.
There's never been a chick around.
Were you around during the live journal era and the Tumblr era?
Well, no, not the online stuff. That's the thing.
Okay, they were there a lot.
Okay. Well, they've had a white guy all the time. Like they had no reason to complain. A minute a boob shows up. Oh my god!
How dare you? There are no women doctors out here. What are you talking about?
We run these streets.
And then this time around they have like the double whammy. There's a black gay, well, triple whammy, black doctor, gay doctor, and Disney. So it's like,
God, it's so bad.
They just fainted. They just literally just fainted. The head exploded. Like, oh my god.
Pretty much.